Do you like exclusive stuff?
Yes, sir.
Do you like having access to your favourite podcast hosts in a way like never before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you wish you had access to our old Survivor Oz episodes that you can't find anywhere else online?
Oh, yeah!
If you answered yes to one, two, or all of those questions, then get excited because the Oz Network is now on Patreon! That's right, your favourite podcast has jumped on the Patreon bandwagon to enable a better listening experience for you, our listener. Wow! For more details, simply head to www.patreon.com/OzNetwork, where you can sign up for as little as $3 a month. It'll be the best decision you make since that last bad one you made. You're listening to the Oz TV Podcast, only on the Oz Network.
Hello, and welcome back to the Oz Network for our TV coverage of The Amazing Race, Season 36, as we are into Episode 5, and it's a letdown. It didn't totally suck, but it's a little bit of a letdown. It's hard to follow such an epic Episode 4, which we both loved very much, and we're coming down a little bit, but I still think that there was some drama, some fun to be had. There was some dancing. So we got quite a bit to talk about. I am your host, Rossi, and I'm joined by someone who would be great at reading a map, someone who would be great at asking for directions, someone who would be great at asking for money. You know, he's got it all. Jared, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I agree with you. I feel like it was going to be tough to live up to the hype of last episode. So definitely a bit more low-key, but I think still plenty to, talk about and discuss, and some good character moments, as usual.
I think this is an episode where, in, like, separation from the season, we'll look back on more fondly than immediately after such a great episode, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that, obviously, coming off of the heels of probably the best episode of the season, we're, like, now, like, oh, it didn't live up to that. But I think that, like you said, there's good stuff to be had here. I think the interpersonal drama was at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's like a big plus. Like teams that we saw that, like Derek and Shalisa, who don't normally, I mean, they argue, but they're in like an understanding way. Like, if I feel like they were butting heads, Rod and Letitia, like mm-hmm. All the teams are really butting heads this episode.
Yeah.
Except for everyone really.
Mm.
So yeah, like a lot of fun to be had. So we'll get into it. We are in Santiago, Chile, which I know we talked about last time. We're like, oh, the like breaking we saw in the Pan Am games. And now we're literally in the last spot where they had the Pan Am games,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was such a funny like connection for these episodes for us.
No mention of the charter flight. Who would have thought?
I mean, they're very open saying teams are starting, but like, yeah, they don't mm-hmm. explain. I mean, I can't blame them. I don't know. It just seems, just cut out that unnecessary footage, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, you got 90 minutes. You may as well chuck in a map with a line, right?
What do you think? Well, where was the unnecessary footage of this episode to cut that we could have gotten that line?
You know what? I feel like this wasn't the worst episode in terms of filler. Maybe, Rod and Letitia driving off into the mountains, that could have been condensed maybe a little bit.
Yeah, we
I don't
did
know
get
if
this.
I need to see her say five times in a row. That's I think you should turn around when you get the chance. That's what I'm telling you.
But they were on the highway. How are you going to just turn around?
I know.
That was worse than Maya and Rohan. At least they could turn around at any point. I don't think there is too much to cut, so I'm like, I don't care about the flight. Like,
yeah,
we're veterans, we're used to this stuff.
Yeah.
But they're in Chile. Their first clue is that they have to. Oh, we should talk about the groups. It was 2, 3, 4.
Why? I don't understand. Like. You've got a number divisible by 3. Why are you not? This was just, I was just so annoyed for Angie and Danny finishing third, which is probably the best they're ever going to finish. And then they don't get the luxury of being in the first group. Like, what a joke.
I will say I am a fan of this way it was done. just because there'll be less teams at the front, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like less of an advantage for them to be that ahead. You know, there's less teams 30 minutes ahead of the other teams.
Mm.
Just because I felt like even though Ricky and Cesar for the first time were actually challenged on their like lead, it was better than having like, you know, three teams like half an hour ahead of Sunny and Busy who were like lost for, you know, I'm just like in my brain, I'm like, it's better to have like a bigger group toward the back, maybe.
I don't agree to disagree.
It's not crazy. While we're on the groups, one thing I will say, finally, Juan and Shane will hopefully be in the first group that they've been begging to be in all season. Mm-hmm. Unless they decide to do one.
Yeah. To start Ricky and Cesar by themselves.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they finally get their first group placement that they were looking for. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out because I thought that you would get such a kick out of how crazy it was.
Mm-hmm.
But the first clue is that they have to find Marilyn Monroe's Thunderbird car. It was weird that they said it. I don't know if you thought this was weird, but the formatting of the start of this was weird in the fact that, okay, they get the clue. Normally, once you first read the clue of whatever the challenge is, Phil's going to come in and be like, blah, 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 whatever. Here's the info. But they did it weird. They did everyone read the clue, and then at the end, Phil's telling us the importance mm-hmm. of the car. I don't know if that was that you? Was that me? Just like thinking it was weird?
No, this whole challenge was just odd to me. Like you say, like the Phil thing came like late. I just thought, yeah, I don't know. It was just weird to me that like find her car, it's here. Like telling them like, well, then it's not really find her car. And like this, it's not like the showroom was so massive and it was an unmarked thing that they had to. I just think they could have done it better. Like it was like having someone stand by the car, handing out the clue instead of it being like, I don't know. Someone said there was like keys in the cars. It's like, make them find the car, get a key and take it to like someone who checks that they got the key from like the right car. I just think they could have added more, a better level of difficulty to this than what it like turned out to be. Like it was just weird. And then they're like, here's a car that went missing for, just even the information was weird. It's like, here's a car that was bought at auction and they went missing and turned up here. I'm like, why did it turn up here? Like, tell me more information. Was it bought by somebody who lives here? Was it donated? It was just, this whole thing was just odd to me.
Yeah, it was like, what is this government conspiracy like mm-hmm. that they're trying to sell us on or whatever? It was, yeah, it was weird. I'm not familiar with the history of her car, so I can't say that I came in with the research, but it was very weird. And like, at first I was like okay with it because some of the teams were like, oh, what is this car? What is that car? But then eventually like half the teams just ran through. They didn't even pay attention. And they're like, oh, there's a guy there. Let's just get the clue.
Mm-hmm.
And even the like interactions with the guy was weird. Like, it's not like he sees them and it's like, here's the clue. He's like waiting for them to ask for the clue.
Mm.
And then he gives it. It was just so weird. And there's no like, hey, here's the car, other than just like, there's the car.
Like, and the fact too that he was the only one there. It's not like there were other people around that they could have been going to, like, do you have the clue? Do you have the clue? No, there's this one man in this separate garage standing very, like, obviously by this car that's by itself, not kind of tucked away or hidden or anything. I don't know. I just think they could have had more fun with it. Where was, like, the 50 people dressed up as Marilyn Monroe walking around this this garage? I just think they could have invested a bit more budget here to make the challenge a bit more interesting.
That would have been so good. Like, if they have to, like, spot the real Marilyn
mm-hmm.
or something, like, you know, what? Yeah, obviously there will not be a real Marilyn for she's no longer with us. But, you know, like, they have, like, there's those challenges where it's, like, you have to find your specific person in the sea of, like, 100 people or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they could have done that. Like, that would have been so, and, like, in that area where the car was so that there's, like, a tie. But, like, yeah, this was weird. Like, the whole setup of this was just, like, weird. They could have just said, come here and get a clue. Like, it didn't need to be this extra thing. I get that they want the, like, ooh, of the car, but it was such a nothing thing.
Like, why even have a person there? Just stick the clue box next to the car if you're going to do it like this, is what I thought. The most interesting part of this was teams getting lost on the way and not being able to find their marked cars was more interesting than, like, getting to this task and it just being nothing.
Yeah, the final group just ran like a street down or two streets mm-hmm. down or whatever. That was good. And the fact that it was all of them was kind of funny. They just kept going. What did you think of the fact that they got maps this episode? Because we talked about in the premiere that they didn't get maps. And we're like, is that weird that they just asked for maps and didn't get them? And this time they did? Like, what is your thoughts?
I don't know. It was a bit odd. Obviously, maybe it's hard to buy a map in Santiago. So they were like, here you go. I just liked that. I always loved the comedy of a great, like, oversized map. And this was delivering on that. Like, it's always a bit disappointing when they have, like, an A4 sheet of paper size map. Like, this was great. This was, like, multiple folds. And, like, Letitia being in the back and being like, I can't, like, look at this map and look out the window at the same time. This map just taking up, like, the entirety of, like, the seat in front of her, I thought was really fun and good.
Yeah, there was, like, the comedy of it, which I always love the oversized map comedy in the race. Mm-hmm. It's always very good. I mean, it definitely brought drama to the episode, like the fact that at early on, Danny's like helping the strong teams figure out where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And like it brought that drama. And then like when he didn't help them, like they struggled. So like,
yeah,
that's the excitement of it. But then we missed out on, I mean, we still kind of got it with Rod and Letitia, but the Maya and Rohan like driving in the wrong direction entirely. And then, like, the Chris and Mary asking for directions everywhere they go and then still not finding the way to go. Mm-hmm. Like, I miss a little bit of that. But we still kind of got it with the team still struggling with directions. And there would seem to be, like, a lot of one-way streets that they couldn't go down or something because they were like, oh, we have to turn left here. And it's like, oh, wait, I don't want to go that way. So I think it was okay.
Yeah, I think it worked well because I feel like everybody this episode got lost at some stage. Maybe Juan and Shane didn't from memory, but I think everybody else, like, you know, had a moment of, I know where we are, but we're kind of heading the wrong way. And everybody giving like cardinal directions, like we're heading south and we should be going north and this, that, whatever else. I think it was fun. And I think like the Danny moment was fun in terms of Angie being the one being like, hey, you need to kind of stop helping people because they're not going to help us, you know, down the line was, I think, fun. But also I think fun was them being like, everybody was following us. I'm like, yeah, well, yes, they were following you. But also, even if they weren't, you gave them like the exact directions to get there. So you really don't have a leg to stand on in terms of complaining about this. I think it was just, yeah, fun for them to have their moment and then it to be like, oh, are they making these larger alliances? And then we get to the roadblock and then it's back down to kind of, okay, no, it really is. They have this, I suppose, strong alliance with Amber and Vinny. That's like their main thing. And hopefully they're going to stop, you know, helping everybody else when it doesn't benefit them.
Yeah. I think that was like a big wake up call for him. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think that he's more now, like now that his, which is funny. His mother was like, I'm not going to run in this challenge, so you better deal with it.
mm-hmm.
And now she's like, we got to be game savvy. Like, okay. It was a little weird to me, but like,
yeah.
I think that like they're now on the thing of, we'll help the teams that are at least equal or like slight. I mean, they're probably the weakest, but like closer to our range than helping mm-hmm. Rod and Letitia, Juan and Jane.
Yeah.
Because I think they tried to help Ricky and Cesar a little bit this episode.
Yeah.
Which is like fair because they're like more equal. Even though they've been dominating Ricky, but like I think that they're on a new trajectory.
Yeah, and I mean she was right. Like none of them helped her over the fence into the skate park. So she knew as soon as it got physical they were going to leave her behind.
I was wondering if they were going to try to launch her over the fence.
Finally.
No, and she's like, "Do you want?" He asked if she wanted to climb the fence, and she's like, "Nope." That was so good. And just one thing about the maps, I felt like, I don't know, we didn't see that like super well, but like they didn't feel like the most helpful. Like,
no.
They didn't seem like they were super like detailed, that they were like, they seem more like if you're at a tourist site or an amusement park or something like that, more like comical than like actual, like here's the streets.
Yeah, so I think seems that helps. Larger too, because when Rod and Letitia get lost in the mountains, they're still on the map. So like this map seemed to be very like zoomed out in terms of level of detail.
Yeah, it was a full country map, not a city map or something. All right, but the whole Marilyn Monroe thing was nothing. And then once they get that clue, they have to go to the skate park. This is where we're getting some of the teams. Were you worried at this stage? I mean, I was kind of worried once Karishma really started going into more detail about her parents passing. But like when they couldn't drive the car, were you worried about that?
I was worried about that, but then also, like, at this point, Sunny and Busy were, like, completely lost again. And I'm like, surely, like last episode was great, but in my mind, I'm like, surely they're not two episodes in a row kind of making, like, a comeback. So I think at that point, I was, like, slightly concerned for Kishori and Karishma, but I was like, there's another team that's driven, like, 2 hours in the wrong direction by this point while Karishma's stalling in the street. So... in my mind, I was kind of like, it's better that she's stalling because at least she's not getting lost. Like, she hasn't gone a mile out of the way. If she's just stalling towards the start, that's not the worst thing that could happen. So I wasn't too concerned for them at this point.
Did you edge their elimination or no?
I think I didn't so much, but it was because we got the... I remember when we got... I think it was for, like, Yvonne and Melissa one episode. We got, like, kind of a little bit of backstory and, like, they were completely invisible. So, like, oh, they're gone. And then they survived. So I think at this point I was like, oh, maybe it's not them. And I think with Kishore and Karishma, we've got kind of that, like, backstory about her parents throughout the episode. So it didn't seem super out of place yet.
I don't know. For some reason, my alarm bells were on. For me, it was between them and Sunny and Busy because I felt like we got a lot more of them,
mm-hmm.
Who they are and stuff. So I was like, it was between them, and when Sunny and Busy were in, I was like, oh, it's done.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always interesting to see. I mean, she did learn it before going, so it's not like she didn't know it. She just struggled.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, they kind of get it. We don't see them struggling after this initial start.
Yeah.
We also saw for the first time this season, like, especially around the skate park stuff, like, Ricky and Cesar were not in first or, like, smooth sailing. How did you feel about this, seeing it for, like, essentially the first time?
This was good. I was glad that they just had people around them. And I think this episode, what made it work so well is that there was definitely kind of, like, a top half and a bottom half, and I feel like that didn't shift throughout the episode, but the places within those halves, I feel like we're moving around a lot. The fact that we had so many teams at the roadblock putting together the skateboard at the same time, I feel like we haven't seen that for a while, like, apart from at the dancing challenge, but this was, like, the front people were in amongst with everybody else. So this, to me, was, you know, exciting to watch, and... it really felt like maybe they weren't going to finish first again, like, at this point in the episode.
Yeah, even though they do end up, like, finishing first, it felt like they were finally challenged for the win.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm glad to see this direction they're going. Like, they have some struggles, but they worked through it. Same with a lot of the other teams. They had some fights, but they were able to work through it. But it was still, like, engaging. So, yeah, and like you said, the first group being, like, real. Like, those first five teams being together and then the last whatever number teams being together. See, the first two groups, the first five, and then the last four.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it wouldn't have changed if it was 3 and 3. Okay, I guess I take back what I said. Anyway, so at the skateboarding challenge, which is, like, they have to assemble the skateboard based on the example, I thought it was, like, a good-ish challenge. I like the fact that you have to do it based off the example, and, like, this kid on the skateboard wasn't staying still the whole time. So, like, I liked parts of it, but it was pretty stock standard, like, get it done challenge. But I think that there was some, like, it was clearly hard enough that teams did not get it right away.
Yeah, this could have gone terribly wrong and been really straightforward, because even, like, the wheels, I was like, that's pretty obvious, because they've given you... for different colored wheels. Like, you, like, it wasn't like, here's, like, a set and, oh, this person's put on all the same color wheels. It's like, no, here's, like, all the parts you have to use. So you're obviously going to look at the example. And apart from people getting, like, the colors on, like, the wrong side of the board, it feels like more of, like, the tension and drama came from people having, like, I don't even know what that part was called anymore, but, like, the thing that holds the wheels on, like, the wrong way around, basically. But, yeah, I feel like this was okay. What I liked about this was the fact that it had Amazing Race 35 printed on the bottom of the board, and I'm like, ha. I'm like, here we go.
Wait, really? I didn't even catch that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's funny. Awkward. I really didn't see that, but yeah, I liked the little details that people were getting wrong about it. Like, some people didn't see the wheels, some people didn't like have that structural piece the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And like I like that they didn't get close to the example, like the fact that they had to watch from like the distance.
Yes, yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like you're getting so like focused on like, okay, this is this way, like you're getting all the details, but like they had to like zoom out because the kid was skateboarding and stuff. So I thought that added a layer to it. And then throughout this, we get a big part of this is Rod, like really fumbling the bag hardcore for them at this point. Like they were like first there. He's struggling. He loses his nut. Which turns into a very funny moment with Danny and Angie. And then he's asking everyone to help. How did you feel about Rod in this? Because he was driving me crazy.
This was annoying me. Like, it didn't bother me that he was asking for help, but the fact that he just kept doing it. And it was like everybody else owed him something at this point. It's like, when was the last time you helped anybody? It's like, you just pulled off Angie and Danny to get directions, and now you're here. And it was annoying me because one's like, I'll help you when I'm finished. Like, you just need to calm down. When I'm finished, I will help you find like the nut that you're looking for. And just to everybody, and he's kind of like, I suppose like no one's gonna help me, this, that, whatever. I was like, why would they? They're like, everybody's at this challenge together, struggling and wanting to get out of there first. It was just odd to me. And I love that when he eventually found it, it wouldn't have helped if they helped him search, because it was under like the bag that he'd chucked on the ground anyway. So if they'd all searched around on the grass, I feel like it wouldn't have helped having more people look, because it was right next to his station in somewhere where you probably wouldn't look if you're helping somebody search.
Yeah. And then I was like so put off by like, was it Juan like offering to help the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if it's like intentional he was going to actually help, or like it's an appearance thing where he's like, oh, that's kind of my alliance, I gotta help out. But it was just so annoying. Like, and obviously, like, I'm that kind of person who's like, if you can get help from someone willing to help you, get it. Like, you know, there's never a shame in asking for help. But it was just getting weird and annoying, like you said. And I still like them, but it was just like a moment where I was like, come on, like, get over it. Like, and then the helping was weird. I don't know. It's just like a weird setup for those two teams.
Mm, yeah, no, I agree.
And we got more silent judging. Did you like the silent judging?
I did. I think Skater Girl, she did a good job here. I feel like she didn't give too much away. She didn't tell them what was wrong. They've really like, I feel like they've honed in on that this season, and I hope it continues to be more of a thing moving forward.
Yeah, Amazing Race 35, they've got it down.
Mm-hmm.
So after this, they get the clue for the detour, which is perform for pesos or climb for clues. The perform where someone's doing the drum routine and the other person's like begging for money, which we have not seen a begging for money challenge in a while, which I was kind of surprised to see here. On the other side, they have to climb the tower to get the two pieces of clues to get to the puzzle. I like the challenge, but this is another case of where one was kind of way easier than the other. I'm surprised that all the teams picked the physical one.
Yeah, I feel like this to me was a bit of like a letdown for the episode. Because we had everybody together at a challenge, and it was looking like it was going to be really up in the air in terms of where people finished. And then I feel like at this, with the exception of like Amber and Vinny and Juan and Shane, like no one was ever at the challenges at the same time, which was like, you know, due to like navigation errors and stuff, obviously it was going to be something that happened, but it was just frustrating because there was no, I feel like there wasn't like urgency or like competitiveness. It kind of like lost some of that because everybody was just like doing this by themselves. Like, they're all begging for money, but begging for money at different times. Like, they're not fighting over the same audience here. I just think, yeah, it was a bit boring. And, like, it looked, the performance for Pezzos looked really easy. Like, it, apart from, like, Letitia not wanting to ask people for money, everybody else had no issue. And it felt like one of these challenges where, like, you just walk over and you weren't even performing for them. They're like, yeah, here, have some money. Like, it's not like you needed to be particularly good on the instrument to get money. So I think, yeah, again, a challenge that when they were describing it sounded better than what it kind of actually turned out. I think of the two, like, the rock climber is definitely the more interesting to watch. And at least we got some moments with, like, people being scared of heights and people struggling. And we got another Amber and Vinnie great moment where she tells him to just, like, shut up and leave me alone. So, yeah, I like kind of average challenges here, but not terrible.
Yeah, I just, it was like I said last episode, it was like everyone's doing the physical challenge. I was kind of surprised everyone did the physical challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And this was also another challenge where it was like first in, first out kind of situation where it's like you just get, it's really a get it done. There was no real change in order, like except for the teams that got lost.
Yeah.
Like if you got to the challenge at whatever time, you would finish it in the same amount of time. It was nothing really crazy. So yeah, that was kind of my struggle with it. I thought Danny and Angie were so much fun in this though. Like they were just letting loose. They were dancing. They were having a real ball. And Angie was like, I'm actually just having fun today. So like it was just so good to see them.
Yeah, they were definitely the highlights of the episode. And I agree with you. It was fun to see her, yeah, acknowledge that like this is kind of his dream and like obviously he's been having a great time the whole time. And then she's like, I think this is kind of yeah, the first day that I'm, you know, just having fun and having a great time being here. I love too that early in the episode we get this moment where Danny had evidently studied like abroad in Santiago. So he's like, yeah, I kind of like know like this city. And that's why he was kind of, I suppose, able to help people and people were following him like around as well. Like thinking like, oh, like he studied here. He's got some idea of kind of where things are.
Yeah, he was in his element. Like, unfortunately, they got lost a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That they could have been in top three again.
They really, and they're like, they dropped out of the, when they got lost going from the roadblock to the detour, it was so long before we saw them again. Like I was watching it and I was like starting to worry. I'm like, what is the deal? Like we haven't seen them in ages. I feel like other teams were like almost like finishing like the race and then it, like we hadn't seen them for ages and then finally they show them getting to the detour. It's like, okay, good, they're safe. Like you got the one moment where he's like, oh yeah, we just took kind of one wrong turn, so we're just zigzagging our way there, and then like nothing, I swear, for the next 20 minutes of them.
I was getting worried, and the fact that they were in first at this point and then got lost, it was killer.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were in first, isn't that crazy? We should also, I feel like we kind of yada yada at the beginning of our conversation, but at this point Rod and Letitia are in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it clearly shows that without any assistance they were a hot mess. How would you feel about this?
I just loved, like, I joked about, like, we didn't need all of this, but I just love that she just kept saying to him, like, well, I feel like we're heading out of the city, like, we probably should turn around while they're on the highway, and then him be like, you told me to get on, like, the expressway, and she's like, well, it kind of looks like an expressway on the map. She's like, I don't really know. They're just fun. They're fun. I like that they like bicker a little bit here and there. I feel like this episode we got to see a bit more of that out of them and kind of their like dynamics as a couple. And she was just great and was like not having a bar of it. She's like, you need to like pull over. I'm trying to do all this at once. It's not that easy. I feel like this was a great episode in terms of the dynamics between like drivers and navigators and each person thinking like their job is harder than the other person.
Yeah, it really was the, like, especially with the north, like, we're going north, you need to go west. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Derek who's like, that means literally nothing to me. and stuff like that was really great. Like, everyone was like, you think this is easy? You do it. And it was really, yeah, it was crazy.
I loved, too, the Ricky and Cesar moment early in the episode where, like, Ricky was, like, driving and getting stressed out. And he's like, I'm just stressed because we're lost. And then Cesar's like, we're not lost. And then Ricky's like, so where are we on the map? And Cesar's like, I don't know. I'm like, isn't this just like the exact definition of being lost? He's like, we're not lost, but we don't know where we are.
And I don't know if it was editing, but they definitely showed them being in the same place twice. I don't know if you caught that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was a mistake or just their driving. But yeah, everyone was like really getting at it with the navigator or driver, depending on which one you were. And then like the fact that some people were like Sunny and Busy at the beginning were like, did you understand what they said? And it's like, okay, now explain it to me. Like there was that moment of them understanding. I will also say like 3/4 of the way through, I wrote in my notes, I'm like, oh, another episode. I forgot Sunny and Busy were on in because they were not in it.
They get so lost and they have to find their way back. And when Sunny and Busy show up to the roadblock and then there's two other teams there and everyone's like, oh no, like they found it. And we get this moment from like Kishori and Karishma, which is definitely true, is like they come into these challenges and what's this, not always the case to take it with a grain of salt, but they can definitely like beast their way through certain challenges as long as it's not a rebus puzzle. They can get through it quickly, and that was just fun to me of like there's this team that gets so lost all the time, but then they get to a challenge and they're able to like leapfrog teams and somehow get back into the race. It's just really interesting to see.
Yeah, and like what do you think about them being like, we're the underdogs of the season?
I think they're not wrong. And I think like for their sake, surely they're hoping for some more similar legs to the start when they are self-navigating, but it's walking only. Anything in a car, I think Sunny and Busy should be very concerned.
Yeah, they were so out of it. But essentially, it's the same storyline from last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get lost, suck. Okay, now we're here. Okay, I guess that's after, really at this point, it's just checking in. Oh, yeah, we didn't really talk much about the other side of the detour. Do you have any comments on the climbing?
I mean, to me, it was the better, like, side of the detour because more teams did it. And we got kind of these moments of, like I say, like, Amber and Vinny have, like, this, like, spat again of him trying to be encouraging and her being like, just shut up. And I feel like we got moments of people being, like, Kishori being, like, afraid of heights and then Karishma giving her all this validation. And then the roles are, like, reversed and then Christmas climbing up and she's, you know, doing an okay job and Kishore's trying to give her validation and Christmas just like, shut up. Like that's not what I need. That's what you needed. That's not what I need. I think was fun to see. And also like I love the moment with like Derek and Chalisa being like, yeah, we're old and we've probably been like married as long as some of these teams have been like alive. And them going through like their like whole like grandparent like fitness phase and choosing to do like the physical challenges because in their mind I suppose it's more straightforward, I think was a cool thing to see as well.
Yeah, and then they're a lot of fun. I had so much fun with them. And the point where they get lost and they're like, wait, if we turn this way we're going back to where we were, like was just so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like them getting lost was so fun. Everyone getting lost was so fun. And then there was Sunny Busy.
Oh. Yeah.
But they have to check in at the pit stop at this point, which is this big like train station, which is no longer a train station. And yeah, we lose Kishori and Karishma. Sad to see them go. I mean, they were a lot of fun, but they weren't killing it, so it was inevitable. But
yeah, I feel like when it came down to, like, the last couple of teams, I'm like, well, like, who would I rather keep around? And it's definitely, like, Derek and Chalisa, even though, like, I love Kishori and Karishma, and I think they're great. But, like, in terms of, like, those two teams, I'm like, give me Derek and Chalisa, and let's hope that they can, you know, kind of kick back into the gear that they were at the start of the season when we're like, it's going to be these same three teams at the top all the time. And basically it has been apart from them.
Well, we talked about what in episode one or what or early on, we were like, the top three teams are going to be like Rod Leticia, Ricky Cesar, and Derek and Chalisa. But Derek and Chalisa have dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Are we worried long term now?
I'm a little bit. Like, I'm definitely less confident than I was at the start. Like, I don't think it's an automatic, like, they're at the back of the pack, they're going to stay there. But definitely, obviously, there's some chinks in the armor in terms of them as a team. Even, like, Rod and, like, Leticia now are kind of, like, middle of the pack. It's really only Ricky and Cesar who've kind of kept that, you know, front half. And I think, like, Juan and Shane as well. Like, they were maybe, like, middle to begin with, but, like, upper middle, and now they're kind of constantly towards the front.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting to see. And Juan and Shane have definitely jumped up a lot and they've improved there. Mm-hmm. And Amber and Vinny as well. Like, those two teams have, like, really come from the back to the front. Yep. So it'll be interesting to see. And a lot of chat on the mat with Phil of, like, why do you want to be here? And, like the teams having to work on their, like, game long term. I don't know. I feel like we don't normally get that. I mean, that probably could have been cut from the episode for the the flight chat. But how did you feel about that? Was that, like, it just felt kind of out of place this episode because it was so much of the team. So many teams got, like, that kind of talk.
It was odd, and I think similar to last episode, Phil must have again been doing this thing where he's tricking teams who are definitely not coming last to thinking they're coming last, because we've got this moment with, like, Yvonne and Melissa where they, like, break down on the mat and, like, Phil, you have to stop doing that to us, like, tricking us that we're going home. So I don't know. Phil's wild this season. He's just like, you check in first, and he's kind of like, where do you think you are? you worried that you're going home? It's clear that he, I think, as well, is just having, like, a bit more fun with it. And probably, like, the energy of these teams, I think, is kind of infectious. So I would imagine that's kind of rubbing off on him as well.
Yeah, he's trying to antagonize them a little bit this season. Like, he's done that twice with teams who've checked in, like, sixth. He's like, you may be eliminated. Like, what is he doing? But yeah, it's interesting to see. Listen, I'd rather have teams really go for it than, you know, teams not really care. So
yeah,
I'll take this every day of the week, you know? So Kishori and Karishma, we have to see where we place them in our preseason prediction. They ended in ninth place. And this one, last time we had Michelle and Sean, and everyone was way off except for me. This time it is nail-bitery close. So let's get away with the person who's way off base, Colin. Colin said they'd be third place. And boy, was he wrong. And so let's see. Jared, you said 10th, so you're one off. I said 8th. I was also one off. However, we have to look at whether she's cheating or not, because Kristen said it was right on the money at 9th. But she was not alone, as the AI also said.
Not the AI on the board.
So we have collusion here. We might need to, you know, investigate. But she is way in the lead with 3 points. And there is a second place tie between myself, the AI, and you. We all have 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
And shockingly, Colin has none. Also, shockingly, Colin has one team out of the final three left. So,
which is?
Yvonne and Melissa.
Okay.
they're building their arc.
That's true.
We've got a lot of work to do. Kristen is by far on the way leading. And she's not even here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, better than Colin winning, but.
I'm glad that someone who's actually watching the show is, you know, just doing well.
Yeah. But what would you rate this episode?
I think still a rent. I just love, like, these people. And I love that, like, Angie and Danny this episode, I think, were just, like, on fire. They gave so much personality. Seeing them in first place was amazing. Their thing, too, on, like, the confessional, like, after they checked in about how, like, being first place is like having the lollipop, and then all these bullies, like, took it off us. I just love them. I hope they're around a long time. I just noticed, too, that, which is concerning me, that in terms of roadblocks, Danny's done 4, Angie's done 1. So hopefully we get an Angie roadblock completed without issue next leg.
I thought she was going to do this one.
I don't think it would have been a bad one for her to do, if I'm honest.
Yeah. You did say in a few episodes ago, or was it maybe the premiere, of like, maybe you should just have Danny do all of them until she has to do them. Because they will make it to the end.
He's got, like, what, 2, I think 2 left until he reaches, until he maxes out on roadblocks. Maybe not even, because I don't know how many legs. I don't know if they have to be equal going into, like, the last leg. And then in that case, then he's got one left before he's at max. So a bit concerning.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's an easy one for her in an air conditioned room or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. Hope, fingers crossed for her. Yeah, I'll rent it with you. It's such hard after the stellar one last time, but yeah, I'll do that. But I've never had that analogy was weird though. Like the bully law.
I don't know if anybody bullied you. Maybe they stole your thunder, but I think you kind of set yourself up for failure when you're just handing out directions willy-nilly to everybody and made it very clear that, yeah, you'd studied in the city before, so you knew roughly where you were going.
This was a fun episode. I had a lot of fun talking about it with you. Thank you so much for being here yet again.
No worries. So yeah, looking forward to next week and the rest of the season.
Yes, we will not get mentioned. Well, I think we're going to be in Chile again, so... But that'll be it for this one. Stay tuned for the next episode when we talk about something hopefully just as exciting as this, if not better.
Thanks for downloading this episode of the Oz Network. Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to the podcast by Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or by copying our RSS feed into your preferred podcast provider. And while you're there, please drop us a rating and leave us some feedback. You can also be sure to stay up to date with all the latest episodes and happenings from the show, as well as finding out how you can get involved in upcoming episodes by following our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as getting everything you need under one roof at theoznetwork.net. Thanks again for listening, and we'll speak to you next time.